This is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. 1 week of training camp officially under our belts and 1 week to go till the first preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings. And, Mark, what did you see out there today?
We need a game, Patty. That's what I saw. The players need a game. We need a game. Everybody needs a game. Now you're in the dog days, okay? You've been in camp for a week. They have a practice tomorrow morning, then they're going to get a day and a half off. But you're starting to feel it, and I thought we might see a fight today. We didn't. They like the intensity overall, but they're out here operating under the heavy heat, trying to get a gauge on where this team is at. They executed a little bit better offensively than yesterday. Some injuries, nothing too big, just nagging stuff. Daniel Muir, who we talked about on a previous show, has an ankle problem. You saw a couple of guys with heat issues, but nothing too bad. Good to see Garrett Graham back practicing because he is much needed on this team. So, again, you're a week in. You got a few days to go of heavy practice before you get to that first preseason game.
You talked about the offense struggling a little bit yesterday, and you felt like the defense was a little bit ahead of the offense at that point. I'll talk to Matt Schaub about that a little bit later on in the show. But, you know, it all starts offensively with the offensive line.
It does. The offensive line has to be maybe not the strength, but certainly a strength of your team if you're a Super Bowl contender. And the Texans have three Pro Bowlers from the center to the left side with Chris Myers, Wade Smith, and Dwayne Brown. So all is good there. Also, you have Ben Jones for depth at the swing guard position as a fill-in guy. Right side, they were under a lot of scrutiny last year, and people say, well, some stat breakdown artists said they actually ran better to the right, but I think we all agree that their right side was inexperienced last year with Ben Jones and Derek Newton for the most part, and they need to get better. Newton, entering year two as a starter, has looked pretty good since coming back from the knee injury, so far so good with him. And Brandon Brooks on that right side at guard is a large man who's very athletic, and he's going to make a big difference. Chris Myers talked about the O-line issues.
Every year is a fresh start, and to be able to have the right side of the line kind of building that cohesiveness now, and hopefully we solidify those two starters there so we're not transitioning five guys at two spots like we did last year. But Brandon seems to be jumping in full tilt, and he kind of got the mental part of the game down now, so he's not having to worry about thinking during a game. He's just playing, so that's tremendous help.
Myers is like the quarterback on the offensive line, Patty. He's a big part of why the Texans have been so good running the football and protecting Matt Schaub in recent years.
Well, each and every morning we catch up with head coach Gary Kubiak after practice, and today he was talking about this team's identity.
You know, I think every team has an identity they're trying to take on. We want to be, you know, that was my talk to the team today. We want to feel like we can do everything. If we got to line up, be physical and be physical. We got to play a hurry-up game. We got to be able to do that. So, but I think we have added some pieces. Yeah, I think that's a good point that if it all fits in place, we were physical last year and we could probably be more physical this year.
Being physical, Patty, is part of being tough. And what did the Texans say? Not only do they have to be tough physically, but mentally tough to be better in the postseason. That's something that Bob McNair himself said going into the offseason, and they all know it's true.
All right, well, stay mentally tough with me till the next segment, because when we come back, I will be with Matt Schaub, and Mark will rejoin us after that. Stay with us.
The best part about training camp, you get a chance to get better every day. You get to work on something new every day. And you're around your teammates, and there's some comedic moments that come out of your extreme tiredness. The worst part about training camp is the long hours. I mean, it's so long, and there's a lot of meetings, and there's a lot of things that, for guys who've been in it for a little while, you're hearing a lot of the same things over and over and over again. And I think that gets a little bit tedious, but that's what we're here for. I mean, I will never complain about football as a job. It's fun.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp Today. Matt Schaub, with a week under your belt, just compared to other training camps that you've been at over the years here, just sort of kind of gauge where you feel this team is and the progress you've seen so far.
Yeah, I really like our progress and where we're at after 1 week. You know, guys are working hard. You know, that's the one thing about our group is from start of practice to the finish, we're working hard and we're competing. There's no uncontested balls out there, no uncontested run plays, and so the competition is high. And that's where we're at right now as a veteran team on both sides of the football. We know how to come out here, work, push each other, practice, and then infuse the young guys into how we operate, and they've done a great job.
Now, after yesterday's practice, kind of a lot of talk, and maybe it's just media talk, that, you know, the offense kind of didn't have one of their better days. You know, is that something that, A, you felt, and then, B, if it is true, do you come back out here kind of to sort of erase that and kind of make up for that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every day it's a battle. I mean, we have a great defense. We're a great offense. And, you know, every day, I mean, everyone can't make the plays. You know, once one team's going to get the better of the other. And, you know, we had a decent day yesterday. The defense made some plays in crucial situations, but we just wanted to refocus, come out today, do some hurry-up stuff, do our two-minute, and try to be successful at that, which we were. The guys really focused on it and worked hard.
Well, one guy that obviously everyone has their eyes on and has been talking about since the beginning, since draft day, is DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Just from your perspective, obviously a very important element for you. What are you seeing?
Yeah, DeAndre's worked really hard. You know, he's really gotten in there. There's no deer in the headlights with him. He's just full speed all the time, understands what he's doing. He's a sponge. He's trying to learn as much as he can from Andre, from me, from the other receivers, and just get himself to where he feels supremely confident in what he's doing and not thinking out there. And you really see that after 1 week. He had a great practice today, finished off with a touchdown, the two-minute drill. So he, as long as he keeps progressing the way he is, I mean, he's going to be ready week one.
Joe Mays signed today, the kind of the big news of the week, and obviously everybody thought about you. You know, we've seen so many highlights now this week because of that, the big hit in Denver. Of course, he got fined. But your thoughts, number one, when you heard he was coming here, and then how's it played out since you saw
him? Oh, yeah. When I met him the other day, when they brought him in to do the physical and workout and everything, I was excited because he's a good football player. He's a hard-nosed physical linebacker, which you want. That position can really help us on that side of the football and special teams. So, you know, I was excited about it because I know what type of guy he is, what type of player. You know, what went on last year, it's just a hard-nosed physical football play. You know, there's no animosity. We move past that.
Of course, it's good to have him on your side, not on the other side, so it doesn't have to happen again. One last thing before I let you go. Just heading into the season, we're still a couple weeks out, but obviously you and I have talked about this earlier, kind of where that window is for you guys. You know, guys like you, Andre Johnson, just kind of at a point where this is really your time.
It really is. You know, after the past couple of years of getting to the point that we did, you know, it's time to take that next step. You know, it's a process in this league, and so our next step is to get a championship. And, you know, our window's still wide open, and we got a lot of young talent to help us out, a lot of players across the board on both sides of the football. So we just need to focus on each week as they come and be consistent.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. We have to take one final time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. When we come back, Mark Vandermeer will join us. Stay with us.
Texans Training Camp Today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp Today from the Houston Methodist Training Center here at Reliant Park, and the fans out in full force for the third day in a row, and your Houston Texans doing their part, shaking hands, kissing babies, and signing autographs, Mark.
Patty, J.J. Watt is on HoustonTexans.com, mic'd up as he talks to the fans. It's really great stuff. Man, he plays to the crowd brilliantly.
You know, it's always fun, Mark, to walk around here at training camp, at practice, see who's out here. Kenny Houston's been out here this week. Travis Johnson's been out here this week. And Charlie Casserly was out here today.
Charlie Casserly, the original general manager of this football team. Hey, see, I'm here. Check it out, the team. And Charlie, you know, I'm not going to call this the house that Charlie built, Patty, but he had a major role, obviously, in developing these facilities from the get-go. He talked to the Oilers organization on what they liked and didn't like about practicing around here. It's a big reason why you have a practice bubble here. The team has one locker year-round. Casserly was huge in all that. And two players that he drafted are still on the roster, Owen Daniels in the 06 draft and Andre Johnson in the 03 draft. And Charlie likes where this team is headed.
Yeah, I think get home field in the playoffs, I think, would be huge. I think no matter what happens here, looking at this thing going into preseason, they're one of the top teams in the AFC. You know, New England, they've lost some players. Baltimore, they've lost a lot of players. Denver has actually lost some players. Houston's probably the one team of that group that is actually better on paper now than they were at the end of the year, and that's a credit to Rick Smith and the organization here, see? So, to me, they're right in that mix at the end, and if they get home field in the playoffs, watch out.
Of course, the biggest decision Charlie had to factor in was selecting Mario Williams over Reggie Bush and Vince Young in the 06 draft. And we don't have enough time to recap that, do we?
No, in fact, we have no time at all. That's all the time we have for tonight's show. But be sure to be with us each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Training Camp Today. See you tomorrow.